Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, your daily source of everything Team San Jose. They did it. They beat the Avalanche for the second time this season, so they finished with a record of 2-6 against them. Pop the champagne. It's like that meme where Buddy's like spraying the champagne on himself and it pans out and he's in seventh or whatever. That's what happened here. It's so funny.
My favorite one is the one where the kid wins the spelling bee and he's standing there and there's confetti coming down the stage and he's just like deadpan, just staring straight ahead like nothing just happened.
He knows no emotions, only words.
There's no words to explain his emotions.
He's a torture genius, like Eminem. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is JD and Eric, the Bowflex and Billy Blanks Tybo videos to my Peloton.
Dude, Billy Bo's Tybo videos were sick.
Billy Blanks? Did your parents ever have those or whatever?
No, yes. But I remember watching the infomercials for him.
You had one?
Yeah.
That's because you're old. Tell us about it.
Yeah, how was it? Did you try one or two?
I think I was probably in elementary school. But yeah, I remember my parents had one.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Did they like use it ever?
I don't remember.
JD, that was a good stuff right there. That's the good stuff we needed.
Yep.
Yeah, I need to know more about Billy Blanks. Speaking of Blanks, though, the Sharks finally won one on this four-game stand against the Avalanche. They got thoroughly outplayed.
For two periods.
Well, there's only three periods. So if you get thoroughly outplayed for two out of the three periods,
that's true. Randomly win. No, listen.
I might as well just like let you guys do this. I'm not having fun anymore this season.
Kyle doesn't like when they win because it takes them further from... Well, who do you want them to pick first? Who do you want their pick to be?
I think I'm fully on the Clark or... Okay, I think there's a small group. Yeah. Brant Clark, I think, is the best D-man.
Yeah.
I'm not super keen on Luke Hughes, just whatever. But I understand the thing. So Clark, Hughes, Liesel, or Eklund, and then Wallstedt. Those are my only guys.
I can throw Wallstedt in there. JD,
yeah,
you...
if they end up at like 9 or 10 and they take Wallstedt, I'm not going to be upset. Especially if
no
Liesel and Clark and Hughes all go, I'm just like, well, might as well take Wallstedt.
Yeah, they need a sweet. JD, do you like that group of five players, or do you have other folks that you?
I still like Beniers a lot too. I know
they keep winning. They won't get Beniers.
They won't. Yes, I know. But I'm just, you asked me the players I liked. I said I like Beniers as well. But yeah, I like those guys. I'm kind of, the further we get into the process, the more I'm, because when we first started, I was like, they need to pick a center. But the further we get into this, I'm kind of on the just take the best defenseman available right now. But yeah.
Ooh, best BDA. Best defenseman. It's a brand new draft strategy rolled out here by JD Young. You heard it here first, folks. My take is what we just said is I want one of those five, or like trade back and acquire more picks and see if you can nab two of these guys at the end.
I don't know. If we sell and Eklund and Wallstedt are all available at 9, I'd be happy trading back to like 12.
Right. Or 10. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to trade back too far. Like, I don't want them to go from
you
like
still
9
want
to
get a good player. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, one of those relative players.
But yeah. this draft is tough. But like, I don't want them to go from 9 to 20 and then end up taking like Isaac Rosen, who's fine, but like, that's a big jump down. In
it's a big, I like Isaac. But yes. Yeah. It's a big, it's a big drop. But I know what you're saying. Yeah. So that was my, I guess, to clarify my premise. I think Kyle's on board with two. Those are the like four or five players that I want them to stick around for. And once those four are gone before them, then like whatever, trade back, acquire more guys kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the four to like not miss.
The difference between like Cole Sillinger and I don't know, Mackie Samuskevich is not like
it probably isn't
now, now, now they're much closer or whatever. But anyway, the Sharks have one hockey line right now. Yes. They have one hockey line in Timo Meier. I will stand up for Timo Meier.
Timo was good tonight.
Somebody has
I love
to put
Timon.
It out in the universe.
Yeah, Timon's dope.
Just as like whatever. So I have a question though.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they're mixing in a whole bunch of the Utes. Mm-hmm. That's great. Did Ivan Čeković run over Bob Bugner's dog?
No, I know that is like, so a few episodes ago, we tried to predict when Ivan Čeković would play, and I thought it was going to be against Arizona coming up because it was easy competition. The season was effectively over, whatever. And then they surprised me by playing him against Colorado that weekend.
And they wanted to get him a look.
They want to get him a look. And he even played like almost 11 minutes. And then they're just like, no, sorry. The logic of, well, we want to wait till a weaker opponent is out the window because I already played him against the Avalanche. So who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. And the logic of like waiting or whatever is also out the window because they already played him. It's like, why? I don't understand. So the only thing I can see is like True and some other guys, I think, are up after this year. So like I understand wanting to see True versus Čeković because you don't have to re-sign True if you don't have to. And Čeković is already signed for 2 years. So maybe there's a little bit of that. But yeah, I agree. I'm like, why? Who gives a shit? Like bench an auto. I don't care.
They did.
But yeah, do it again. I mean, I guess I'm trying to think of who they would take out, and I'm trying to like rationalize why they make certain decisions.
The guys that are hurt, so like they're eliminated from the playoffs,
right?
Logan Couture doesn't need to play.
Oh yes, that's true.
Tomáš Hertl can like take a break for two games. Like these guys are hurt.
That's true.
You don't have to have like sub out one child for another child. It's not a 1-to-1 child ratio here. The exchange rate can be more. you can do more than one thing. So
well, like, the problem is that you just named like two centers and then they don't have any others after
they don't even have any NHL players, so who gives a shit?
But like you still need like, you know, because you still need like a center, like you're just because all their guys are
Patrick
wings.
Marleau's playing center. He hasn't played center in
on the
10
fourth
years.
Line
like, here's my idea yeah. that is so my one thing about that, Carlo, is that
they're just gonna get caved in. These poor kids are just gonna
they
get caved
are,
in.
Yeah,
though.
we've talked thing, about but so we've talked about how it's frustrating watching kids get played like only in the fourth line when their centers like Gambrell or Marleau, like you said. So like Couture and Hertl need to stay in so these kids can play with good competition. But I agree that it doesn't need to be 1-to-1 ratio. Like you can bench, they should be benching Marleau. I understand they're not going to, but like,
yeah,
you can bench. I don't know. Donato and like bench like, LeBanc. Who gives a shit? LeBanc is fine to sit down for a few games, get another winger.
He's
in
on the fourth line anyway.
Right.
So like, third go line. For it. Yeah. I like that they're mixing like Sasha getting up and playing today was great. Yep. Who's the other person that came in? True, I guess if you like True, that's fine. And then they mixed in Čeković one game, and they mixed in who else have they mixed in the last couple of games? Handemark, I think, and Shellman. All of these guys are
not recently.
But like Miloš and Jaros they're switching through the defensemen again to see if they like anyone.
Yeah,
not that they're exciting, but yes, they've been getting Utin. Blickfeld played the thing, got hurt.
Yeah, he's in concussion. He skated today, so I think we'll see him again at some point. So.
With 4 or 5 games left in the season, you're already eliminated. I just don't think you have to hold to conventions that like, oh, we're worried about getting caved in. They just lost 2 periods to the Colorado Avalanche anyway.
And
like,
won the game.
They literally only have one line right now. They have the Hertl, Kane, Barabanov line. That's it. Is it Barabanov or Balzers on that line?
No, Barabanov.
Barabanov,
it's Couture, Rudy Meyer. You know what line was good? It was that fourth line tonight.
Who was there?
37 seconds of play.
True played center tonight. True centered Marleau and Chmielewski. And True
See,
and Chmielewski. I know. It's dumb that he's a True and Chmielewski kept him afloat. It was great. It was a beautiful sight. They played 7 minutes together at 5-on-5 against JT Comper and Carl Soderberg and Pierre-Edward Bellemare.
Oh, nice.
And they did well. Hey, they did well.
Luminaries of the NHL.
You know, they also had to play against Connor Timmins and Ryan Graves. So the fact that they held their own against those two is
nice. Hold on. Just to like put a bow on this, I don't want to seem like I'm just being mad at the coaching staff or whatever. I like a lot of things they're doing. But when you're eliminated from the playoffs and you have nothing to play for, get wild, do some stuff, see more guys. Give me like a Sasha center line, Sasha Ivan Leonard line. Who cares? It doesn't matter. This is all make believe. They're out of the playoffs. Like it's all they're gonna finish 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th. Not even 7th. They're gonna finish 8th, 9th, or 10th in the lottery.
Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. In fact, whether you care about stonks, memes, rocket ships, or day trading, Wealthfront has the right tools for every portfolio. With Wealthfront, you can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized for you in just minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, like I said, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is $500 to get started. Again, get your first $5,000 for free. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings today.
Well, do you want to see them try to win?
I agree with you. You said you're putting a bow on it, so I'm letting you tie it off.
Put your bow on. Yes.
Kochanash was okay at high danger shots tonight. He only let one high danger goal in. Yeah. Hey, that's not bad.
That's an improvement over the current goaltenders that you
play. It is. I'm gonna check his high danger. He's looked fine like the last few games, but basically it's like two good games and six. Like,
yeah, but again, you know, like we wanted to see improvement, and we've seen improvement game after game where he's looked more competent the past couple of games, and especially against a high powered Colorado offense that was dominating the Sharks the first two periods, and he let in, there was two goals. Like, you know, we saw Martin Jones against the same team let in, you know.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be comparing goaltenders against Martin Jones.
But again, Martin, like,
Moans.
When was the last time we had competent goaltending? Like,
well, they still don't.
They still don't. Yeah.
It's edging towards competence.
So JD, I agree with you. He's been better the last like two games, but it's two games. So I'm not ready to be like, it's a trend in the new direction.
Oh no, I'm not saying like
it's a good sign. It's a good sign, you know, but like it might just mean nothing.
Oh yeah, again, I'm not saying like, hey, we've solved our goaltending issues, but like we try to look for positives, and it's nice to see a guy who's really started to kind of get his game together over the past couple of games, especially against a very, very like cup contending team. You know, like he's not getting just absolutely destroyed, and the goals that he gives up are, you know, like the goal he gave up today was just a great play by Jost, and like, you know, he made some nice saves as well too. Like it's just, again, I know it's been a couple games of it, but we're trying to find the little positives, guys. The little positives.
Former first round pick Tyson Jost.
I think the issue here is that fundamentally Eric and I don't think he's gotten better or has been that great.
I think JD is correct in that the last two games have been better, but I also
Martin
think
Jones also won third.
I also think it probably doesn't mean anything. Or like we can't attribute too much meaning. But I agree with trying to find good things, and the fact that he's played well the last few games is a positive.
They for sure re-sign him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They can X him out of the fantasy draft anyway, even if they don't re-sign him first. Goalies who are RFAs and have like met the games played still count as someone you can save or protect for whatever reason. So they don't have to and still like protect him and leave.
Yeah, like they'll be exposing big old
Mark. They have to re-sign him. They don't have anything else. Unless they draft Wallstedt and he's like, I'm gonna play next year.
Which
would
be
sick. But that would be I've
been thinking about it again. I'm kind of like, look, if you look at, I know
it's coming to the dark side, Kyle.
Their offense like started clicking and they've improved. Their power play, even though they haven't scored,
it's so bad.
Has improved, improved.
I had the perfect. How is it ready improved? To go?
They're not
crossed and scored.
They were. Oh well. Yeah. Oh, we went with the Golden Knight. The Golden Knight was sick. Okay. They've improved in their like fancy stats numbers, and like their expected goal share, the Sharks at 5-on-5 has been above average this season on the whole. So like, there's more of a reason if you think they can repeat that performance, maybe pick up their shot share a little bit. There's more of a reason to believe that next season adding a goalie can have them squeak back into the playoffs. I don't know if that's what we want, but like if that's the goal, then yeah. maybe the move is be like, yo, Jesper, can you play starting October 3rd? And if he's like, yes,
can you get here in October 3rd?
Then just like do it.
How many? I wonder, we should look out for the next show, how many times an 18-year-old goalie who just got drafted plays in the NHL the next year?
Probably zero. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't even think
the over-under of 0.5.
But so then the corollary to that is that their focus should be on like finding a goalie.
Yes.
Well, cut Jones and find another goalie.
Well,
they could
draft Jesper for like the 2022-23 season and just sign like a veteran for 1 year or whatever.
Devin Dubnyk, come on back, baby.
Oh, please, no.
Jesus.
Also,
I realize that teams, like, don't do this because it's, like, shitty. I guess it would block younger players. Why don't they just, like, waive Martin Jones? If someone picks him up, great.
That's what they should do, but, yeah.
Because they need – I think the reason that they're not waiving him right – so, I'm pretty confident the reason they didn't waive him in season is because they couldn't trade Devin Dubnyk after that. Because they would have no goalies.
Sure,
because they need one on the taxi. You need two on your team, one on the taxi squad, and then you need two in the AHL.
Right.
So if you waive Martin Jones, you're down a goalie. So now you're going with Dubnyk and Kojanosh, and now you have Melnichuk and like Sam Harvey. And if you trade Dubnyk, now you're down to Kojanosh, Melnichuk, and Sam Harvey. And Sochenko.
Jones is still in the system. If no one picks him up, he can.
You missed what I said.
What?
If you waive Jones,
yeah.
Like somebody takes him, then there's.
If someone takes him, sorry. Yes.
Even though it's 99.999% chance nobody's going to take him, you still have to, yeah.
Sure. Well, yeah. they just signed Sochenko a few months earlier. Yeah. Or whenever it happens.
Yeah, but that's like super throwing in the towel on the season. That's like super sucks.
Sure. Yeah. And we know the teams don't do that. So that yes, fine.
So Carey Price was drafted first round, fifth overall in 2005, and he played he played 41 games in the 2007-08 season. So he took five, six, and so he was 2 years. His third season after he got drafted, and he was 20.
Yeah. So 20-year-olds, the best goalies start at 20, basically.
Yeah. So like Carter Hart, but that means that like if you draft Wallstedt, that means that that's 22, 23. So that's the 23-24 season.
So yeah, you need to find a goalie for two seasons, which is perfect.
Or you don't, and you just try to get Shane Wright and Connor Bedard and Matvei Michkov and. I want to say Brad Lambert. Who the fuck is Brad Lambert?
Brad Lambert's the Finnish Canadian.
The Finnish guy with the...
Lad Brambert. He's nasty, too.
No, wait,
too.
Sorry. Brad Lambert is the Finnish guy. Sorry, who's Jack Lambert? Is he like an old football player?
I don't think Jack... Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who Jack Lambert is.
Yes,
I've never heard
like
of
from the... Yeah, from like the old
I've never AFL heard the name
days.
Jack
yeah.
Lambert in my life. Kyle's going to look this up, and there's going to be no one by that name, and you're both...
No, there is.
You're both
no, there is. Professional. He's in the... He's the greatest linebacker of his era.
Yeah.
He's in the 4-time Super Bowl champion, 9-time Pro Bowler, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, NFL Rookie of the Year. Guy's a G, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah, Jack Lambert, played for the Steelers. See? The
linebackers
see? Thank
don't
you,
matter
GD,
either.
For having my back.
All right, no, it's good. Well done.
Lawrence Taylor.
Well done. You guys, I'm sorry, my sports viewing started 5 years ago. So
when you opened an Excel sheet for the first time?
Yeah, the first time I learned what Google Sheets was, I was like, whoa. I wish I knew how to fuck with Excel sheets.
Oh man, have you ever seen some of those people that do like their Excel wizards?
Yeah, insane.
Like, and
I've watched like YouTube tutorials and stuff. It's insane.
And, like I've taken Excel classes before, and the stuff just goes like in one ear and out the other, you know. And you're just
you,
like you learn
yeah,
how to do
you
it
to,
for like
to do it
assignment, right. And then you're like, oh, I'm never going to use this again. So.
Pivot Remember tables. My bosses are like, can you make me something in Excel? I'm like, sure. And I give them like very simplistic, like A1 has nothing in it. And then it's like just a little like chart. And they're like, hey, can you guys do this and make this better? I'm just like, yes.
All right, guys, we want to take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at rockauto.com. So rockauto.com is a website where you can purchase parts for your vehicle. And it doesn't matter what type of car you have. So you have a cool classic car or your daily driver. You get everything you need delivered directly to your door in a few easy clicks. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. The same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up twice as much for the same part? Head over to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. That way they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, right below prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
If you're like me and your dad taught you how to gamble at the age of 10, I've got the site for you. It's BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. If you're a degenerate and don't watch baseball, but you definitely know how to gamble on baseball, baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at BetOnline. If you bet on weird sports like horse racing, that's in full swing. If you bet on random golf tournaments that aren't the majors, you can do that too. Maybe there's some curling action that you can get in on BetOnline. It's all there, and get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs. Before the next pitch, if you watch baseball, head over to BetOnline. And if you don't, you can still head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out the odds and all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Should we check in on the Tankathon?
No.
Ugh, Kyle's going
to
be
Did they drop to nine?
Well, they're in no man's land. That's my whole thing is I want to see them play the kids. They're playing the kids, but then they still commit to trying to win for some dumb reason. And they're doing that. And then they scratch some of the kids and put some of the kids in. So, like, just lose.
It's no game. Tonight's Colorado's fault that they lost. Like, the Sharks did everything they could the first two periods to let Colorado win. And, yes. All right. So, after tonight, they are now ninth. The Kings game is still going on right now, I believe, as we're recording this. But
is the King is winning? Here, I can pull it up while you do that.
Yeah, so Buffalo, Anaheim, Seattle, of course.
The Kings just beat the shit out of Arizona.
Okay.
So they win.
All right, so that's good. So Buffalo, Anaheim, Seattle, New Jersey, Detroit, Columbus, Vancouver has now slid down here after losing six in a row. Oh, Ottawa, San Jose, and then LA, Calgary, Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. So, but the Sharks are right in there between Ottawa, Vancouver, and the Sharks, like... Yeah, those are, and Ottawa's been playing really well lately. So
it's,
I think they're going to finish good.
Vancouver is just too bad.
Vancouver has a ton of games left still.
Vancouver is close to surpassing Ottawa now in badness.
Oh, they for sure have.
They're well. I'm sorry. I meant in probability of getting the first overall pick.
Oh, they already have.
Ottawa's in Micah's model, they're slightly below them, but they've been like they've just been skyrocketing towards.
Yeah, spell. Well, the problem is that Vancouver has nine games left.
Yeah,
and Ottawa has three.
Oh, dude, so Vancouver needs to start. Vancouver winning.
Needs to pick up their socks and win some goddamn games. Start
winning, Ottawa. So realistically, the only teams that are anywhere close to the Sharks are Ottawa and Vancouver.
Yeah, so yeah. Vancouver has at Edmonton, at Winnipeg, all four are playoff teams, at Calgary, so they're eliminated, at Edmonton, playoff team, and then three at Calgary. So at least those at Calgary's can do some business. They can make some hay.
What's Ottawa got left? If you can.
Yep, hold on.
2 seconds.
The Senators.
I think they only have like three games left. So yeah. Ottawa plays Winnipeg, Calgary, Toronto.
Okay, so they've been feisty.
They've been, they got some youth. So Buffalo's trending for the first overall right now. What are they?
Anaheim's right behind them. It's
what? Hockey Biz has Buffalo at almost 18% and Anaheim at almost 14%.
Okay.
I don't know if it's updated. It's entering today. The problem is
Anaheim only has two games left. And yeah. Buffalo has 47. Oh, they both only have two games left. And Buffalo is 4 points clear of Anaheim.
Okay.
So Buffalo's got it.
Yeah, Buffalo's got it. What is Buffalo going to do with another first overall pick? Like
ruin them?
Ruin them. Yeah. Eichel, Dahlin. Eichel is two, but still. Eichel, Dahlin. When was Reinhardt taken? Anyway, why is the owner not like my GM? Clearly doesn't know what he's doing.
This is a new GM.
Oh.
This is just a long-standing issue. They have no scouts right now, so who knows what they're
doing. Oh yeah, I can't believe that too. I'm gonna write a cover letter to Buffalo and be like, I will come to the draft and be at your table if you pay me in like a lifetime supply of tacos.
Anchor Bar wings.
Everybody love, yeah, because Buffalo and their tacos are well renowned.
No, I mean obviously I wouldn't out here eating tacos. Obviously I wouldn't eat them in Buffalo. They would just have to pay me for them.
Oh, it's like in college when you win like a year's supply of beer for your floor or your house or whatever, and it's like one case every week.
Yeah,
it's like that kind of scenario.
He gets a DoorDash of Taco Bell once a week.
That U.S. colleges don't do that because everyone's underage until they're a senior.
Oh yeah, sucks to suck. Do we have any final thoughts about this? The Sharks win.
I enjoyed watching it. I had a fun time watching it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you texted me, I can't watch Patrick Marleau play hockey.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was frustrating. Patrick Marleau specifically was frustrating.
Did you hear on the broadcast that he says he wants to come back next year?
I cannot imagine they'll take him. Like, no one watching him play, he looks like a 41-year-old playing a game where the average age is 27.
It's just, you live long enough, you either die a hero, live long enough to become the villain. Yeah. And boy, has he lived long enough. Like, it was cool to see him break the record and all, but man, sometimes you just gotta
give up. I don't see it. Like,
wait, you didn't like my joke that I texted you, Kyle?
Yeah. What was the joke?
I said for his 1776th game, he should declare independence from the league.
Oh, because it's an America joke.
Yeah, 1776.
I got you, Eric. I got you.
This joke. I was like, why? So that he doesn't have
to. He's like, what is this 1776 bit? I don't understand.
I figured Kyle knows history and shit, though. He knows what the date means.
I don't mainline like American propaganda constantly, so I forget. Like, 4th of July to me is just Joey Chestnut.
I can't escape
Kobayashi at hot dog eating.
I like it. I like fireworks. It. Yeah, no, that's American culture summed up right there in a nutshell.
What, pounding 74 hot dogs into your face?
And then watching fireworks where you like roll around in the grass afterward. Yeah.
Yeah. How many hot dogs do you think how many hot dogs was Thomas Jefferson taken down?
Who do you think on the Sharks could eat the most hot dogs?
John Hancock. Oh.
Burns. Burns can, yeah. I think
the founding fathers was definitely Adams.
Think so?
He's big. I think he's a hefty boy. You should look at some pictures of them.
Hefty boy is like 5'4", 150. He's hefty back then.
Did you guys see the photorealistic picture of George Washington?
No, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah,
sounds terrifying. Anyway, thank you for joining us at Locked On Sharks. If you need to find us, we are at Locked On Sharks on Twitter, also on the Gram, also on the Facebook. If you want to see some dope graphics, if you want to email us how much you hate us, we are at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. If you want to refresh Kyle's knowledge of American history, he is at Kyle Demetrius. If you want to ask JD for the summer's hottest meat grilling tips, he is at My Fry Hole.
If you want to ask Eric moving tips, you can find him at Foulball15. And we'll be back tomorrow with another prospect boy. Also, if you're having trouble with Apple, go to Spotify. It's a known issue with Apple. Or check out the new Odyssey app. So go do that. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news and every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.